And we got guests. Look, this guest right here amazed me with what she's doing in the community and what she have done for herself in the world of boxing. In the world of boxing, right here in the city of Milwaukee, a gym. We have Donna Gallardo. Is that how you say it? Say it again. How do you say that?
Gallardo.
Gallardo.
Yeah.
Yeah. Donna Gallardo is the owner of She-Wolf MKE. She is a women's boxing fitness gym, and she deals with not only training others, but the community as well.
That's right.
Young girls in the community. How you doing, Donna?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Donna, I'll say this. I was recently in your gym, and the She-Wolves was out. The She-Wolves wasn't playing around.
That's right.
What's going on? Give us a little history and background on your gym and on your rise as a boxer as well.
Yeah, so I started She-Wolf MKE back in 2021. I opened up an LLC. I was doing a lot of work with women on the side. You know, I had a corporate job, but boxing has always been in my background since I was 12 years old. So just taking it back to when I was 12, you know, that's when I started boxing. I started at the United Community Center that's here in Milwaukee on 9th and Washington. Little did I know that I was going to find myself in that world for over 10 years competing as an amateur.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but my story begins way back. You know, just thinking about how I got into the sport, you know, I was being mm-hmm. bullied at school.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
But so, did you go to school right here in Milwaukee?
I did.
What school was that?
St. Anthony's.
Oh, St. Anthony's.
Yes.
They was bullying you at St. Anthony's. And then did a mentor come along? Did somebody say, hey, look, I'm going to teach you how to fight? How did this happen?
Honestly, I literally just walked over to the community center on a cold winter day with two of my friends. We were just going to go jump on the treadmill or something. And on my way out, I heard some loud banging. And I'm like, oh, that must be some boxing bags. So I went up there, checked it out, and I fell in love with it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And the rest was history.
The rest was history.
Women's boxing history.
That's right.
Now, in your boxing journey, you have won Golden Glove.
Yep.
What's going on? Explain to me, you know, how did you go from walking into a gym, I this looks cool.
Yeah.
To actually going into competition.
It's kind of surreal. I was a little bit nervous, you know, when I first got asked to spar, I was like, I don't know what I'm getting myself into, but sure, I'll do it. But for me, the fact that the coach took me under his wing and gave me the time.
Oh, wow.
To train me meant a lot. And so, you know, I just started showing up to competitions. You know, we would go to places in the Midwest like Minnesota, Iowa, Chicago. And I just fell in love with the idea
of competition. When did you know you had them hands? When did you know you had them hands? Like, was it the first fight, the second fight? Did you know that you was that, you was going to be a problem?
It might have been the second fight. That first fight was a little bit, questionable.
Uh-huh.
But the fact that I didn't give up, you know, like right. I kept coming back. I think it was like that discipline that's instilled in me that I had to keep coming back to prove something.
Mm.
Yeah.
So now you're dealing with the community, and you told me something that really like just touched my spirit, because I go around and talk about bullying. And schools now, you know, I try to go to each school, kind of, you know, let's discuss this. But I feel that when children know how to defend themselves, it kind of pushes back against the bullying situation. The bullying won't, if your child knows how to fight, bullies usually don't pick on hard targets. They usually choose soft targets.
That's right.
So you have a program where young girls can come twice a week and learn how to box.
Yes.
Wow. What is that? Can you elaborate on that?
Yeah. So I started my nonprofit last year. It's called Lioness Academy. Mm-hmm. And it's a program for youth girls ages 6 to 17. We basically do the same type of boxing programming that we do for the girls that are under SheWolf.
Mm-hmm.
But this program is specific to families from low-income communities that can't necessarily afford to take their kids to a gym like ours.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, we subsidize that membership for them and allow them to come and train with us and hold space for them.
The SheWolf.
Yeah.
Take them into the den. What do you call your boxing space? Is it the den? What?
I mean, you can think of it as a den.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. So you also work with adults.
Yes.
As well, adult women. Domestic abuse is a huge issue as well.
Yes.
What is your main strategy when you try to teach women to defend themselves and keep them inspired to learn more?
Myself and all of the coaches that I have, we take a trauma-informed approach to all of the training that we do at our gym. So we try to understand where people are stepping into our gym, what their background is like, before we ever try to, you know, step into their space and tell them what to do, right? We want to approach it from like a very mindful place, because everybody's walking a different journey, a different path, and we just want to meet them where they're at.
Mm-hmm. Now, I was in there for, you know, a little bit, just seeing people just, you know, tapped in. I'm talking about being instructed correctly, because I used to box. I used to be in tough mans and stuff. I don't want to talk about it. I used to do the minute, three rounds, these tough mans that used to come through Iowa and Minnesota. I won two of them.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, it is what it is. We came up on the block. So, like I said, it was built in anger, you know.
That's right.
What I'm saying is, when you talk about bullying and domestic violence when it comes to women, and now it's a lot of talk about people essaying women and things like that, how important it is for you to implement your programs in our communities to help out with those disturbing statistics?
I think, first of all, you know, I want women to learn confidence, right? To be confident in themselves, to be able to deal with all of the pressures of the world, you know. We get a lot of women that are mothers that are dealing with partners that maybe aren't as supportive. And like I said, we want to hold space for them, but we also want to give them the skills and teach them that they are powerful beings. And so when a lot of women come to our space, you know, that's exactly what they're looking for. And I'm very happy that we're able to provide a space like ours so that they can express themselves and build themselves through strength and the power that boxing has.
Well, look, I'm going to save some for when we get back from break, but I will ask you this. In your journey as a boxer and as a trainer and dealing with not only just the fact that you have to prepare yourself for, you know, battle. Many times you had to prepare yourself for battle. Now you're preparing other people to be in situations where they may have to be in battle, you know. What is your message to a lot of the young girls, and what inspires you to continue to do this? What makes you wake up every day and say, hey, look, I got to get up. I got to make sure that this is going, because this is desperately needed in the female boxing community right here in Milwaukee, which I didn't even know, you know, we had a female boxing community until I ran into you. How do you keep this community going, and what motivates you to do that?
I think what motivates me is that there's purpose behind this mission. And ultimately, I want these young girls to become leaders, because that's exactly what they're going to become. If you haven't really thought about this, women will be leading this next generation.
Mm.
And so we need powerful.
They already, some of them think they're leading right now.
Truthfully, yeah. But you know, that's what it's all about. But instilling the right type of skills, you know, it's not just about having a pretty face and using those skills to draw people in. It's more about how you lead as a person. And I think a lot of these young girls just need direction.
Right.
And to have a figure that is going to give them those types of skills to lead in the world, I think is very important. And that gets me up every day.
Well, look, when we come back, you might be coming out of retirement like Floyd Mayweather. You might be stepping back into the ring.
Yep.
Hey, look, also, I want to talk about women's boxing exploding with all that all that is going on with Clarissa Shields. I want to talk about, I want to see how you feel about that.
Okay.
I might have to come out rapping while you coming down the aisle if you come back.
Hey, there
look,
you go.
When we come back, we have more discussion. We got Donna in studio from She Wolf MKE, representing Women's Boxing and Fitness Gym and Community at the same time. Bow! Hey, look, when we come back, we'll have more conversation, Truth Nation. Stay locked in. 101.7 The Truth, Tory Lowe, Tory Lowe Show. Look, I'm going to tell you this. We got an amazing guest in the studio. And the thing is, when it comes to women's boxing, when it comes to all of the things that you're doing for the young people in the community and yourself, because you might be stepping back in the ring, we got Donna from She Wolf Fitness Gym in the studio. Now, look, Donna, you might be stepping back in the ring. Now, how long you been out of the ring?
17 years.
So you've been in, out of the ring for 17 years.
That's right.
Now, women's boxing is taking off now.
Yeah.
Higher stakes now. Clarissa Shields is kind of bringing a lot of attention, a lot of marketing to the sport of women's boxing. I need to be your manager. I need to get out there and make sure we get them big fights.
That's right.
What's going on? Why do you think you may step back in the ring?
I don't know. I think once I started training with some of the fighters and athletes that I have at my gym, you know, I was jumping into the ring to help them spar, and just a little bit of that competitive side of me came back out. And I'm like in this season of life where I'm like, let me just see if there's still something there, right? And the only way to itch that scratch is to go
right.
and do it.
And what division would you quite be in? It's like the...
I think it's like the 143 weight category.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, are you a defensive fighter? Are you a, you know, are you aggressive?
I'm not aggressive.
Okay.
I kind of
like... Calculating.
I'm a calculated fighter.
Counterpuncher?
Yes, counterpuncher.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay, so what's the record? What is your record? Like, your professional record?
No professional fights, just amateur.
Okay, so all amateur.
Yep.
And so you would be making your first professional debut somewhere here. If you step back into the ring, would that be your first professional fight?
It wouldn't. I would actually compete in the Golden Gloves again.
Oh, you would go back to Golden Gloves.
Yeah.
And see if you can kind of
yep.
recapture the gloves
essence,
again.
Yep.
Yeah, because you got Golden Gloves already.
Yep.
So would that be the testing ground to see if you can...
If Launch. I still got what it takes,
why
yeah.
Why didn't you turn professional?
Honestly,
you know what I mean. Like you got the skills on the amateur level. Why didn't you step into that next?
So there was a little break that I took. Right, I stopped boxing when I was about 20. That was my last fight.
Okay,
because I was in college, and that took a lot of just time out of my schedule just to finish all 4 years of that.
Salute.
Yeah, so you know, like after I got done, I wasn't really sure if I wanted to go back into boxing, but I was doing some other endurance sports in between. Then you know, I got presented with an opportunity to start training groups of people at different gyms for boxing. They wanted to bring boxing programming to their gyms, so I started doing that, and that kind of sparked a desire to be back in the sport, but teaching it. And, you know, it never crossed my mind that I would find myself back in the ring. But, you know, now that I have my own space, it's like, well, let me see if I still got what it takes.
I mean, look, let me tell you something. I mean, we could throw this big. We could have to, you know, get the Pfizer form, get everybody to gather for the,
oh,
you know.
Oh, man.
You got to, I mean, what would it, okay, do you ever think you could go pro?
If I put the time into
right.
it, absolutely.
You got the gym.
Yeah. It's just a lot of time dedication.
We
you know?
Got stairs here where you can run up like Rocky, run up the stairs, and pow!
All right, I guess I got it.
You know, I'm in your corner now. I'm here for the action. Now, when it comes to just training, you have trained professional athletes as well.
Yep.
And are these people that just come in for the exercise of boxing, or
yep.
from different other sports? Because a lot of people use boxing as a way to, you know, train their muscles, but they play other sports.
That's right. So I used to train Drew Holiday. Lauren Holiday, how? His wife, and Wes Matthews. We got some training sessions in here and there.
Salute to Drew Holiday and his wife. Heavy in the community. Did That's a lot right. for our community.
Yes.
So, hey, salute. That was amazing. And when you talk about just the fact that you're able to be around professional athletes and get them in shape through boxing, that shows how your brand has grown.
Yes.
Over the years through consistency.
That's right.
That's powerful.
Yeah.
Now, as you move forward, maybe you may step in the ring, you know, well, definitely the Golden Glove idea.
Yeah.
You think that's going to happen? I'm trying to be your manager. You feel me? I'm trying to get out here and get, you know, promote the big fight, you know, where you could get in there with Clarissa Shields or somebody.
Oh, man. Calling me out.
We got to send Clarissa Shields an email. We got somebody here in Milwaukee.
There you go.
All right. So what is your message to the youth right now? What is your message to the people that you're trying to connect to, the women, the youth, the community? What do you got to say to those that are listening?
I just want to let them know that they need to stand their ground. They need a place where their voice can be heard. And you just got to find those outlets so that you can allow yourself to express freely in a space that is going to support your nervous system. And so for me, that's always been very important, holding space for young girls that just need to be seen, need to be heard. And something like the sport of boxing is definitely going to give you an outlet where you feel seen. And there's absolutely no pressure to perform a certain way because it's all women.
And how can people keep up with you? I mean, how can they get involved with your social media? Where's your social media handles? Yeah. We want to know all of that. Give us how we can keep up with your journey.
Yeah, so I've got a IG handle, SheWolf_womensboxing. And then our nonprofit for the girls is called Lioness Academy. Mm-hmm. Lioness Boxing Academy, all one word.
And then when we talk about, like, you individually.
Yes.
We're trying to see what these boxing matches look like. Can we, is it going to, if you go Golden Gloves, we need to get the date and the times. We got to support you.
I appreciate that. So Golden Gloves in Wisconsin are going to be held April 3rd and 4th.
Hold on. So wait a minute. It's coming up.
It's coming up.
You finna step in.
In a month.
Next month.
Yeah.
Right. Do we have to get tickets or do we just show up at the venue or what?
Yeah, so if you go online to Golden Gloves Wisconsin, you should be able to purchase tickets for the event.
Okay. We're going to be there front and center, Andrew.
Oh, 100%.
Hey, will you be sponsored by Adidas?
Possibly.
I'm just saying. I mean, you got NILs out here now.
That's right. That's right. I better be.
Hey, so like I said, it's phenomenal what you're doing. I appreciate everything you're trying to do for the community and you stepping back into the ring as well. You know, Donna, hey, it's one of the most fascinating people that I'd have met in 2026.
Thank you.
And once again, can you give the information if people want to get involved with the gym as an adult training or even as the youth, if the youth want to get involved? Give that information one more time.
Yeah, so you can always send a submission or request over to SheWolfMKE.com. That's our website. And then if you're interested in a donation or sponsorship for our youth girls nonprofit, that's going to be LionessBoxingAcademy.org.
Well, thank you. And I appreciate you for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me.
We're going to be front row seat, Andrew, for the Golden Gloves. Pow! Hey, look, what do I got to do to be in the corner? Like, you know.
Well, you need a USA boxing credential.
Oh, wow. How long did that take to get? I may not have time for that. I might have to just sit in the front row.
You might have to sit in the front row.
Okay.
But that's okay.
But look, we can spice it up. We can come out and I could be rapping while you coming out, you know,
I love that.
Do they do that at the Golden Gloves? Do you have intros like that? Big intros like that?
They don't.
Oh, wow. We're going to have to change the game or something. Well, all right. Well, thank you for coming on the show today, Donna.
Thank you so much. Hey,